In the name of the triune God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Who is Jesus really? Do you ever ask yourself that question? All of the people watching the broadcast today probably have some idea of who Jesus is. There are many different opinions. Some say Jesus was a great teacher. Some call him a prophet. Some say, as we do, that he was the Son of God who was crucified and raised from the dead. There are many opinions, but there can only be one truth. Even the most skeptical of people must admit that there was a man named Jesus who was called the Christ. He came from the town of Nazareth, and he lived about 2,000 years ago. It's not just the Bible, our Christian holy book, that witnesses to the existence of Jesus. Ancient historians who were not Christians also testified that Jesus was not a myth, that he was a real living person. For the record, their names are Josephus, Tacitus, and Pliny the Younger, if you want to Google. Our Christian faith is not a once-upon-a-time fairy tale. It is not a long time ago in a galaxy far away science fiction story. Not only beyond a reasonable doubt, but beyond even the slightest shadow of a doubt, it has been proven that Jesus was a real historical person. Want more proof? Each week we confess in our creed that Jesus was executed during the administration of the Roman governor Pontius Pilate. The mention of Pilate's name might not seem significant, but it has been called the most important line from our creed. That is because Pilate can be proven to have lived in first century Israel, just as the Bible says. Pilate ties the story of Jesus to objective, documented history. But it's a long way from saying that Jesus was a real person and proving that he is the Son of God. The proof we have for that can be found in the Bible. But can the Bible be trusted? Yes, it can. The four Gospels, the biographies of Jesus, were written by eyewitnesses or close associates of the eyewitnesses. They knew details about places and customs that someone writing long after the actual events simply could not. Archaeological research time and time again shows these details to be incredibly accurate. They didn't make things up. The Gospels all tell a consistent story about Jesus' words and actions. There are some minor differences in some of the details, as you would expect in four reports of an event given by four different witnesses. If the story was exactly the same, then we would suspect some sort of collusion. As it is, the minor differences in detail have no significant bearing on what the Gospels say and teach about Jesus. They all witness to the crucified and risen Christ as God's Son and our Savior. So what do the Gospels say about Jesus? For one thing, they say he performed miracles. You would expect somebody who was 100% God and 100% man at the same time to have some supernatural powers. The eyewitness reports say he healed people and even controlled nature. Could he really do that? We might imagine that the people of Jesus' time were backward and gullible. Not so. They were just as suspicious of alleged miracle workers then as we are today. They knew that there were many fakers and charlatans out there. That Jesus' followers said he performed miracles must mean that their claims could be backed up with actual facts, because they would not want Jesus lumped in with all the other pretenders and con men. It might be possible to create a credible-looking healing miracle, but it would be just about impossible to fake stilling a storm or miraculously multiplying bread and fish as Jesus did. that Jesus did miracles is good evidence, but certainly not all the evidence there is for who he is. Another compelling piece of evidence that Jesus is God is how Jesus fulfilled prophecy. Everything in the Old Testament points to a Messiah, the Anointed One, the Christ who would save his people. The Old Testament prophets predicted that the Messiah would do certain things and certain things would happen to him. Sometimes these are divided into 48 major prophecies and hundreds of other smaller prophecies. It is estimated that the chance of Jesus fulfilling just the 48 major prophecies are 1 in 10 to the 156th power. That is a 1 with 156 zeros behind it. That means that it would be virtually, statistically impossible to fulfill all those prophecies unless Jesus really was the Messiah, the Christ. Skeptics, of course, could say that Jesus went out of his way to purposely fulfill those predictions. And that might be possible for some things, but many of the prophecies Jesus would have had no control over. For instance, where he was born, or the 30 pieces of silver his betrayer got paid for that deed. It could also be floated that the gospel authors could have made up these prediction fulfillments. Well, we already said how painstakingly accurate and honest the evangelists were. Not only that, but they didn't have access to the scriptures like we do. They didn't have a copy of what we call the Old Testament in front of them as they were writing. They were working from their memories and the bits of pieces and scriptures that they heard in the temple and the synagogues over the years. They just wrote what they knew to be true, and it fit the prophecies perfectly. There are many more pieces of evidence, but the ultimate evidence is Jesus rising from the dead. That's what this Easter Sunday is all about. Well, how do we know that Jesus rose from the dead? First, we have the empty tomb. The women went to anoint Jesus' body and found he wasn't there. Some people say, well, maybe Jesus just swooned on the cross and he then recovered in the tomb and escaped. He was nearly dead when he was nailed to the cross. No way, even if he wasn't dead when he was put in the tomb, which he was, would he be strong enough to roll that stone away. And there was no way the soldiers would be derelict in their duty and not be sure that he was dead before he was buried. Also, again, there is no way that Jesus' followers, a ragtag bunch of fishermen, could have overpowered or tricked the hardened guards and stole Jesus' body. It's just not feasible. Secondly, we have eyewitnesses who saw Jesus alive. Could this have been a hallucination? Several people don't all have the same exact hallucination all at the same time. Not only that, Jesus also appeared to more than 500 people over a period of 40 days. That's a long time and a lot of people. All the Roman and Jewish authorities had to do to disprove Jesus' resurrection was to produce his body. They didn't because they couldn't. Everyone knew Jesus was alive. And anyone taking an objective view of the factual evidence today should conclude that Jesus is the crucified and risen Son of God, our Savior and our Lord. So that's who Jesus is. Now, who are you? You are probably a good person. You love your family, you pay your taxes, you're nice to animals, you don't litter. You know you're not perfect, but you probably wouldn't really describe yourself as a sinner. There's a story about a young man who told his pastor that he didn't think he was a sinner. And the pastor asked him if he would like his mother to see a video of everything the young man had ever done or said. And I said, well, of course not. Well, said the pastor, then you must be a sinner after all. That applies to us all. We really are sinners. and left alone in our sin, we would be lost. But God loves us too much to allow that to happen. Jesus' death settled our account. It paid our ransom. It was for our forgiveness. Jesus' resurrection shows us our ultimate destiny. We will be free from all the physical, emotional, and spiritual baggage that holds us down. We have a future ahead of us of eternal peace and happiness. It's even greater than the greatest thing we can imagine. We Lutherans put it this way: we are justified by God's grace through faith. That means that we are put right with God and our sins are forgiven because God loves us so much. And he showed that love by sending his only begotten Son to save us. That love was demonstrated by Jesus on the cross as he took the punishment we deserved and died in our place. But death is not the last word. Jesus really, truly rose from the dead, and we who believe and trust and cling to Christ will rise too. Death could not hold Christ, and he won't let it hold us either. God gives us life, abundant life in this world and eternal life in the world to come. Praise his holy name. Amen.